Okay, Rebbe, so today's daf is Yom HaDaf Mem Vav. We have the tremendous chus of finishing the fourth parak in the Sechas Yuma. And we're here on the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Beis. The last thing we had just said was that we know that we had to take fire for the machta, for the shovel, for the Ketores in Yom Kippur, and the fire for the menorah. Both of those had to come from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach HaNechoshes, that was outside the Heichal, right, that was in the Azara, the big Mizbeach that they brought all their korbanos on. So the question is, how do you know that? So we brought a proof from the Pasuk, V'lakach b'lo ha-machta gachal e'esh me'al ha-mizbeach me'lifnei Hashem. Right, and the Gemara had learned out, which mizbeach do you need to clarify that it's lifnei Hashem? Meaning, if it's the Mizbeach Hazav, which is inside the Heichal, that's always the Lifnei Hashem. That's right, like, you know, right in the Heichal, in the Kodesh, right near the Kodesh Kadashim. So it must be referring to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, which is not necessarily in front of Hashem, meaning it has one side that's facing the Kodesh and the Heichal, which is technically the Lifnei Hashem. The other side is facing the Azara and the exit from the Beis HaMikdash, so that's not necessarily Lifnei Hashem. So that's what we learned. Again, that pasuk Malo Hamachta, obviously that's talking about the fire pan that they use for the on Yom Kippur for the Ketores. So that is taken Me'al HaMizbeach Milifnei Hashem. So now the Gemara, the Gemara continues off of that limud. We're three lines up here. Mem Heim Abayis Ve'itzrich LeMichtav Me'al HaMizbeach Ve'itzrich LeMichtav Milifnei Hashem. Meaning the pasuk needed to write both of those to tell us that you have to take it from the top of the Mizbeach. Hachitzon from the top of the Mizbeach and the Choshes. The Ikaz of Brahmana Me'al Mizbeach, if it would have just said take the fire from on top of the Mizbeach, so as we said, Havamina my Mizbeach, Mizbeach Panimi. Maybe that means that you have to take the fire from the inner Mizbeach, from the Mizbeach Hazav. Therefore, Ikaz of Brahmana Me'al Lifnei Hashem. The Ikaz of Brahmana Me'al Lifnei Hashem, and if it only would have said take the fire from in front of Hashem, so Havamina Dafka Me'al Lifnei Hashem. That you might have thought you have to take it specifically from in front of Hashem. What does that mean? So not from inside the Aron in the Kodesh Kadashim, but from on top of the Mizbeach, right, as Rashi says, Keneged HaPesach Mamesh, right, only the part of the Mizbeach that is directly opposite the entrance to the Heichal. Well, Aval Mehai Gisa Emalah, but you might have thought that from either side of the altar, right, of either side of the Mizbeach, Emalah, right, you might have thought that that's no good. Right, that, so therefore, Kamash Malan, or Tzricha, rather, the Gemara says, right, that you do need both Psukim. Now, in a Chanami, Rashi says over here, right, the Pesach Lova Afagav Tzad Maravihu, meaning that you might have thought that you can take it from anywhere aside from the Pesach. Now, Rashi doesn't necessarily, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can take it from anywhere. I mean, you have to take it from the left side, the left-hand side, the western side, that's the side of the Mizbeach that's towards the Heichal. But okay, any Chanami, meaning that you might have thought, if it just said me, Lifnei Hashem, right, that you might have thought that the coals taken from anywhere are not okay. Therefore, Tzricha, we need both Psukim, right, from Me'al HaMizbeach and me, Lifnei Hashem. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Bar Kapara, Omer Hayer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say that Evare Ola, Shenitosu, that were left over, limbs of a korban ola that were left over, that were not completely burned on the Mizbeach, Osalahen Maracha Bifnei Atma, Visodron Afil Bisabis. They get their own pile or pyre, right? I keep on, it's a pile of wood that's burning, so it's a pyre, right? I kind of keep on stumbling over that, but okay, either way, pyre, P-Y-R-E, yeah. So anyway, so meaning Rabbi Meir says that the leftover fats from the korban tamid that was not completely consumed on the, during the night, so they get their own pile of wood, they get their own fire, let's do that, fire on the Mizbeach, and you can set that up, right, even on Shabbos. So Gemara says, my Kamash Malan, what are you talking about? What are you teaching me? Right, we already learned, right? Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, right? That's our Mishnah, right? B'chol yom hayosham arba marachos, right? That every day, according to Rabbi Meir, there were four fires. One of them was for this purpose. So what is Bar Kapara telling me? What is Rabbi Elazar? What is Bar Kapara saying in the name of Rabbi Meir? So Amar Rabbi Avin, kolon nitzucha el lepsulin, right? No, this Bar Kapara is halacha, Rabbi Elazar's halacha, teaching me that you need, Rabbi Meir says that you need this fourth fire, is also for psulin, even for korbanos that went up by mistake. That, as Rashi says, hanach de'im alu lo yardu, even if you have let's say a korban got puzzle and in the middle, but they put the limbs and the fats, whatever it is, on the mizbeach by accident. So that stays up there. And this is teaching me that even that stuff gets burned in this fourth pyre on the mizbeach, even if it's puzzle. The dafka shemashla ben haor. And that's only, says the Gemara, if it started burning a little bit. Avalomashla ben haor, lo. But if it didn't start burning, so then you should take it, or you should take it down, right? That you don't set up a special, this extra fourth pyre for this stuff. Ego dami. Some people say no. Echek sherim vechapsulim. No, it's not only specifically talking about the fats that were puzzle and accidentally put on his back. It's talking about all types of korbanos. And imashlobehen or in ilo lo. Right, and if it had started burning, so then yes, you make this extra pyre for them, the fourth pyre. But if it didn't start burning, so then not. Fine, period. Meaning, that's what he meant. Meaning that it's lav dafka that it was only for psulim, right? It's for both of them. And in Hanami, that was the chiddush that he needed to tell us, but it could be for both of them. Mimanoshach, whether the fats that are burning on the mizbeach were from a kosher korban or a pasul korban, right? If it started burning, then you leave it on there. But it hadn't started burning, so then you don't set them up on in the fourth pyre. Then you would put it in the regular pyre. Meaning, if you haven't started burning the emurim of a korban that was kosher or pasul, right, so then you put it in the regular fire. You don't set up this extra fourth fire for them. Okay, fine. Now, Bar Kapara had said, "Afilu b'Shabbos, you even make this fourth pile." Of wood and the fourth fire in the Mizbeach on Shabbos. The Gemara says, also Tanina, we also learned that. Right? Because what did the Rabbi Meir said? He said, every day you make four fires on the Mizbeach, by Yom Chamesh, and on Yom Kippur, there were five. Right? Implying that right, every other day, except for Yom Kippur, right, there were only four. So the Gemara says, Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, Itzrich. No, you need to teach me that there were four every single day, even on Shabbos, because Sakotai Dechamina, you might have thought to say, Hanimili Hichotachal Yom Kippurim Leosachar Shabbos. You might have thought that when do you have five? That's when Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday. Right? The Chalve Shabbos created Yom Kippur, because you can you bring the Chalev, the fats of the Korban that was burned on Shabbos, that you can bring brought on Yom Kippur. Aval be'emtza Shabbos, but if, let's say, Yom Kippur fell out on Tuesday, lo, you might have thought that you cannot bring Monday's korbanos, or the leftovers, the leftover fats of Monday's korbanos on Yom Kippur. You might have thought that that's not doch Yom Kippur. So therefore, Kamash Malan teaches me that there still was this extra fire. Amar Rava says, man haid lo chayish l'kimchay. Rava said, one second. I don't understand. Literally, that means this grinder is not careful about what he grinds. Right? The kimchei about the flour that he grinds. And it's a phrase that means, why is this guy not careful? Meaning Bar Kapara, Rabbi Elazar, why are they not careful about what they're teaching? Right? The ha'ay b'chol yom tnan. Right? It says every day. Right? Meaning the Mishnah says every day there would be four. Right? Implying that even on Shabbos. So why do you need to teach me? Right? Forget the fancy answer. The Mishnah says every single day there were four pyres on the Mizbeach. So what do you need to tell me that it was even on Shabbos? Obviously. So Gemara says, yeah, kasha, enechinami, that's a difficulty. But we'll leave it we'll just leave it as a difficulty. Meaning that's different than Tiyufta. Tiyufta is a complete retraction and contradiction and a nullification of the previous statement. Kasha is like, yeah, in a Hanami, that's a good question, but we're going to leave it because there is some sort of answer. What's the answer? Well, simply because Bar Kapara could understand that when it says every single day, right, it means every weekday. Again, in a Hanami, it's not a great reading of the text, but sometimes we do that. Sometimes we kind of change the reading. To kind of make sense. So that's a kasha, but it's not a stira, it's not a tiyufta. Okay. Upliga de Ravuna. And he argues, but they argue on Ravuna, Damar, Tchilaso Docha, Sofo, Eno Docha. He says the beginning of the Korban Tamid on Shabbos, right, the Shechita, and the what's it called, if you look at Rashi, he defines we'll do it in a second, but in the Shechita and the burning, the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam, and that is Docha Shabbos, but the Sofo, but the end of it, meaning the burning of the fats, right, that is not Docha Shabbos. Meaning not the Korban, that's talking about the Korban Tamid of Friday, right, with the finishing of the Korban Tamid, Bein Arbaim, right, which is we do not finish up the fats from the Friday Korban Tamid on Shabbos. Right, so the beginning of the Korban Tamid, i.e. the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam, so that is Docha Shabbos, that obviously on Shabbos that we do. But according to Rav Huna, you would not burn leftover fats that were not burnt on, let's say, Friday afternoon. Right? You would not necessarily, if it was not done before, if it was not burned before Shabbos, you would not burn it on Shabbos. That part of the Avodah is not Docha Shabbos. And Gufa, so let's go back to what we just said, right? Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Tamid Chilasa Docha, Sofo Eno Docha. The beginning of the Korban Tamid is Docha, the end of the Korban Tamid is not Docha. My Eno Docha, what is it not Docha? Right? Again, Rav Huna, we said, right, that we assumed, well, when we quoted it, it was Docha, we're talking about Hilchos Shabbos. But that is not exactly what Rav Huna says. He just says it's Docha or not Docha. Docha what? So Rav Chista Amar Docha is Shabbos, Veno Docha is Atoma, and Rabba Amar Docha is Atoma, Veno Docha is Shabbos. Are we talking about Tumah or Shabbos? Right? Again, we know that in general, Tumah Hutra Bar Tzibor, that if everybody's Tameh, for whatever reason, you had to bring the Korban Tameh, so you bring it B'Tumah. We also know that you bring the Korban Tameh on Shabbos. So when we said, when Rav Huna says that the beginning of the Avodah is Docha, the end of it is not, so what's that referring to? So again, the Machlokas, Rav Chista and Rava, we're going to explain exactly what they're talking about, but meaning Rav Chizda says it's Docha Shabbos and not Docha Tumah, and Rabba says the opposite, that it's Docha Tumah and not Docha Shabbos. Amar Leir Abayi, the Rabba, L'didchak Kasha, the Rav Chizda Kasha. According to both of you, Abayi says, I have a very simple problem. L'didchak Kasha, according to you, right, it's problematic. Again, Rabba had said that it's Docha Tumah but not Docha Shabbos. Maishna Tumah, what's the difference between Tumah and Shabbos? Right, Tumah Dechtir B'Mo'ado. Right? You have to bring the Korban Tamid b'mo'ado at its time, afilu b'tumah, even when it's tamid. B'Shabbos nami b'mo'ado. Right? But the Pasuk also says b'mo'ado by Shabbos, right? Afilu b'Shabbos, that implying that you should also bring it on Shabbos. Meaning the exact reason that it's going to be Docha Tumah, it's also going to be Docha Shabbos. And obviously this is a question for Rav Chista as well. Right? The Rav Chista Kasha, Maishna Shabbos, Dechsi b'mo'ado, afilu b'Shabbos, so tumah nami b'mo'ado, afilu b'tumah. Right? If it says b'mo'ado by both of them, so why do we distinguish between one and the other, right? Again, in either direction. So Amalei, so he said back to him, Rabbi said back to him, lo, l'didi kasha, v'lo, lo, v'chista kasha. No, there's no problem. L'didi lo kasha, I have no problem, because sofo k'tchiloso, because I learn the end of the korban like the beginning of the korban. And therefore, tuma d'tchiloso bar mitche, tuma, who sofo nami dochi, right? Since tuma hucha b'tzibur, right? Since we're going to say that if the korban tamid is tame, so then you can shecht it, and you can do the Zrikas Hadam. Right? And Rashi says if there's no Kohen that's Tohor to do any of this stuff, so you can do it when the Kohen is Tameh. Right? The beginning of the Avodah, the shechting and the Zrikas Hadam, that can be done when it's Tameh. But so too the end of it. Right? So therefore, the end of it, the Sofa is also the end of it, the Korban, the Avodah, the fats, etc. is also Docha Tumah. But Shabbos, the Tchilas Olam Par Mitchel Shabbos, but the beginning of the Korban Tumah on Friday, the Korban Tumah on Bein Arabayim, right, is not Docha Shabbos, right? You gotta do that while it's on Friday. So to the end is also not Docha Shabbos. And therefore the burning of the fats, right, that's not gonna be Docha Shabbos. The Rav Chista, lo kasha, there's no problem for Rav Chista either. Right? Sofo k'tchilaso, less like. He does not hold that the end process of the Korban has to be like the beginning. So therefore, Shabbos dehutri b'tzibor, since the Korban Tamid in general is hutra b'tzibor, right? It's not dechuya, right? Remember, we talked about the difference between hutra and dechuya. Hutra means something that's completely mutter, carte blanche, even though there might be theoretical isurim involved, the avoda is mutter. So therefore, shechting the Korban Tamid on Shabbos, for example, that's hutra. It's totally mutter. You bring the Korban Tamid on Shabbos, no questions asked. So since you bring the Korban Tamid on Shabbos in that fashion, so for nami dachi. So the end process of the Korban Tamid is also docha Shabbos. But by tuma, right? But by tuma, the dechuya hivitzibor, right? The phrase by tuma, well, yeah, the machokas tuma hutra dechuya hivitzibor. But according to, if you understand that tuma is dechuya hivitzibor, meaning we do it begrudgingly, but it's not really a great way to do it. What are we going to do? There's nothing else we can do. Everybody's tame, fine. But if it's going to be, that's the din by tuma, so therefore, tchilaso de ikar kapara dachi, so the beginning of the avoda, which is the ikar kapara, right? The shechita, the zrikas adam, the shechting, the sprinkling of the blood, that's the ikar avoda. So that's docha tuma. But sofo, but the end of it, burning the fats, the lav ikar kapara, lo dachi. That's not the main kapara, that is not going to be docha. Just to point out, just a ha'ara, this is Rashi's understanding of the sugya. Tosos, and the reason the daf is so small, is because Tosos kind of goes to town on Rashi's explanation, but for just so you should be aware, for our purposes, that was how Rashi understands the sugya. Okay, Vayter. Itmar, it was said, Amechada ish machta umenora. Let's say, for whatever reason, you extinguish the coals in the pan, on the shovel, right, that you're going to use to burn the ketores, or the coals, that the fire that you're going to bring to the menorah to light. So the pasuk says, ish tamitu kar al mizbeach lo sichbe. Right, you have to always have a fire on the mizbeach lo sichbe. You cannot put it out. There's an iser to put out the fire on the mizbeach. So what if you put out the fire, the coals, right? If you extinguish the fire, the coals in the pan, or the coals that are going to the menorah to light the menorah. So Abaye Amar Chayv and Rava Amar Potter. Abaye says that's included in the iser of lo sichbe. They're not allowed to extinguish the fire from the mizbeach. And Rava says you're potter. Why? Period. Now, we're going to have two different versions of when this machlokes applies. So the Gemara first says like this. Everybody agrees that if you're still on the Mizbeach, right, with those coals, then you're going to be chayv. Because that's extinguishing a fire on the Mizbeach. But kipligi, the machlokes is the achteya ara. It's if you came down onto the ground, v'kavye, and then you extinguished it. Abaye amar chayev, right? Abaye says you're chayev because tachlis eish mizbeachu, right? That's still fire from the mizbeach, right? You're going to be chayev. Rav amar potter, Rav says no. Kevin did natka, right? Since you took it off, right? You took it off the mizbeach, so then you took it off, right? It has a different purpose now, right? It's now that's not a fire of the mizbeach, that's a fire to light the menorah, etc. So that's why Rav is going to say you're going to be potter. Allah Adam Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua Hamori Gechalz Meal Gabe Mizbeach V'Kibe Chayiv. Well, 1 second. We have Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav Baravua says that if you take a coal from on top of the Mizbeach and then extinguish it, you're going to be Chayiv. Meaning you Hamori, you take it down from the Mizbeach. Right? You got a coal, not in your hand because it's hot, but you have a coal, you took it off the Mizbeach and then you extinguish it. You're going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara says, come on, who's that like? Kabaye? Is it really going to be like Abaye? Now, why can't you just say, yeah, he holds like Abaye? So Rabbi Chananel over here points out that you have two conflicting principles. That usually Rava and Abaye, halacha ka Rava, except for a couple of cases. And we also say that the halacha is often like Rav Nachman. So the problem is saying that the halacha is like Rav Nachman and the halacha is like Rava. Well, it's odd that Rav Nachman here would be holding like Abaye. That's where Rabbi Chananel explains. That's the question. So Gemara says, "Afilu tema karava." No, you could even say that Rav Nachman here is going like Rava. Aye, didn't he say when you take a coal off the mizbeach, you're going to be chayiv, and Rava said you're potter? No, hasam lo intak the mitzvasa, hacha intak intika the mitzvasa. Question is, what you're taking the coal off for? Right? According to Rav Nachman, in Rav Nachman's case, you're not taking the coal off for anything. Right? There's no clarification here. You simply take a coal off the mizbeach and you extinguish it. Well, that coal has not changed whatsoever. It's still a coal from the mizbeach. So if you extinguish it, it's going to be chayiv. But if in Rava's case, when you took it off to light the menorah or to use with the ketores, so then that coal is no longer a fire of the mizbeach. Rava's going to hold that coal is now, a match for the menorah or a coal that goes for the ketores, right? It's no longer a fire on the mizbeach, and therefore you're going to be potter. Okay, that's one way to understand the machlokas Abaye and Rava. Igudamre, some people say, the achtei ara v'kavya t'kuleyama lo pligi de potter. Some people say, no, if you took it down off the mizbeach, everybody agrees that you're potter, because that's not a fire that's on the mizbeach. Okay, there's no iser, lo sichba, doesn't apply. Ki pligi the machlokas Abaye and Rava, right, the kavya b'rosha shal mizbeach, the machlokas is if you extinguish it on top of the mizbeach. Abaye omer chayev, eish mizbeachu, right, Abaye says, no, that's fire on the mizbeach, that's going to be the iser, that you're chayev. And Rava omer, and you see here, by the way, the halacha is like Rava, right, the Rambam Pascha is like Rava, potter, you're going to be potter. Why? Came to natka, because you took it off, right? Since you removed it for, we'll see in a second, for the purpose of a mitzvah, right? As we said before. But since you removed it, that's no longer the fire on the mizbeach. So, Allah Adam Rav Nachman Baravua Hamur Gechaz Me'al Gavim Mizbeach Vekav Chayev, right? Same question. The din is that if you take it off the mizbeach, you're going to be chayev. Well, didn't we say everybody agrees that you're potter? Right? Come on, who's that like? Look, Abaye, look, Rav is not like anybody. Where it says, no, you're right, the same split. Hasam lo intik lemitzvasa, hacha intik lemitzvasa. Right there, by the case of Renachem Amar Abba Baravua, you just took it off stam. So it's still considered to be fire of the mizbeach. But in our case, no, you took it off for a mitzvah, and that's where a rabbi and rava argue whether you're going to be chayiv or not. They argue whether it has changed designation, whether it's still considered fire of the mizbeach or not. Okay, Shkoyak Kol Rav Osir, we'll go weiter in the Hilig Shas on Erev Shabbos. Start the fifth parak. Very exciting. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.